Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shirim and Karban Musaf. Schus, Rifuas, Rispek Torbas, Tidor Ravida, Rechebet Fege, Bas Michal Yuspasia, Chai Chana, Bas Orna Adel, Schus Amorim Rasi Sheyichyu, based on the Torah Ragom of Label Minsberg. In the previous Shir, we saw the difference between Parshas Emor, which is the Parsh of Moadim, and the Karbanos are brought there in the context of the Moadim. In Parshas Pinchas, where the Korbanos are as brought in the context of the Chiyuvei Korbanos, not the Mitzvahs Moadim, but as far as the Korbanos, you bring the Korban Tamid, and in addition, the other Korbanos also, for the special days. So it would appear that there's one Shem Musaf, and there's a general distinction between Tamidim and Musafim. There's Tamidim every day, and Musafim for special days, and then there's another distinction between each different day, why it gets its own specific musafim. We have to understand, on one hand, Shabbos is the holiest, and yet it has the least karbanos musaf. And why would that be? Midas Akenim Baalei Tosis, and also in the Perush HaRosh Al HaTorah, B'Midbar Chav Ches Tes, they bring a Medrash Shechar Tov. The reason Shabbos has two karbanos is because everything on Shabbos is double. We have a double song, there's Mershili on Shabbos, double Oneg, going double Oinesh, double Lechem, Lechem Mishnah. So Mimela, we also have a double carbon musaf, but it's very hard to understand. If it's really kuffel, it should be kuffel other days. Why should it be that? Why should we have the fewest on Shabbos? Also, in Parashas Pinchas, it doesn't say anything about Shabbos being a Mikra Kodesh. Whereas in talking about the other Moadim, it talks about the other Moadim being a Mikra Kodesh. Why is the Mikra Kodesh on Mimela? We also have to understand the Maimon of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh has more musafim then Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, and then Shmini Atzeres. You know, those days are clearly holier. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh is an Asur Basiyas Malacha. So we have to understand how the uniqueness of Rosh Chodesh is expressed in its Karbanos Musaf. In Perakol Tadir, in Zvachim 90b, there's a Shaila there, what come first? Tadir, a carbon that's more frequent, or Makudish, a carbon that's holier? Mar wants to prove, Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph, that Tadir comes first. And the fact that we learn in the Mishnah, the Musfi Shabbos precede Musfei Rosh Chodesh, meaning that if Makudish comes first, we should be Makdish the Musfei Rosh Chodesh that are holier than the Musfei Shabbos. And Rashi explains Musfei Rosh Chodesh Mikudashim Mishal Shabbos Ikri Moed. They're holier than Shabbos. The Musafs of Shabbos are of Rosh Chodesh, Yehir Chodesh, are holier than Shabbos, because it's called a moed. So therefore, if you go, you follow Makudish, then Musfei Rosh Chodesh should come first. If you follow Tadir, then Musfei Shabbos should come first. In the Biur of Agon Rav Yochum Fishel Perlet, to say for a mitzvah, a sag, chelag aleph, esay lamed ches, he's tamea, hechi tochen, loymar di kedushas Rosh Chodesh, shenikra moed, yichoshev yotzer gedoyle, mikedushas Shabbos hachamura. How could that be? A pella, pille plois. How could it be that the Chodesh is holier than Shabbos? Just because it's called a Moed, Shabbos is the holiest. That's the Kasha of Yeruchim Fishel Perla. As Nera'a Shemitba'er Kan She'ena Kedusha Shel Yom HaShabbat Siba LeMusaf Shebo Shemken Vaday SheMusafo Haya Mekudash Mishel Rosh Chodesh Va'af Mishel Moadim שראי יום השבת מקודש משל המועדים, וכל שכן מראש חודש, כמו שתמה הרב פרלה, אלא מוכח שמוסף השבת אינו בא מחמת הקדושה שבשבת, ושייך שיהיה מוספו של ראש חודש מקודש משל שבת. So it would appear we see from here that the Kiddush of Shabbos is not the reason for its carbon Musaf. Otherwise, the Musaf of Shabbos would come first. Shabbos is the holiest, certainly holier than Rosh Chodesh. When you say in Tfilas Lel Shabbos, V'kidash Toim Mikol HaZmanim. So it's muchach that the Musaf of Shabbos doesn't come from the Kiddush of Shabbos, and it's shayach that the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh should be holier than the Musaf of Shabbos, because Rosh Shabbos is not a factor in establishing the level of importance of the Musaf. And with this we understand why we don't mention Kiddush Shabbos being a Mikra Kodesh, because the Kiddush of Shabbos is not a Siba, is not a reason for the Musaf, so there's no reason to the mention in the parashas of Musafim, and also in the Musafim of the Moadim. They're not coming because of the Kedusha of the Moadim, and there's no Tzmiyah that Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Shmini Atzeres are lesser than the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because the distinction of the Musafim, the Misparam, Kimishpatam, is not the contingent on the Kedusha Simei HaMusaf. So we have to understand the Geder of the Chalukah Simei HaMusaf, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Moadim, Nin HaMusafim, Dargas Chashivusam, B'chiluk Dineim. So, L'achar Iyun, B'pashtus Loshen HaKsuvim, V'B'Darashot Chazal, B'Parashat Zor, it would appear that there are three Chalukahs, the Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Moadim. And the Musaf of all of these different days are not the same category. Three different categories, three different gedarim. Three different gedarim, hein bekviyas yom l'choyvas musaf. There are three different categories on establishing the obligation of the musaf. So, we have the Geder Yisod of the Chovas Karban Tamid of every day, and then you have the three different Gedarim of the Chovas Hosafas HaKarban. So when you think about it, it's as follows. At the end of Parshas Musaf of Shabbos, it says at the Sikkum, the summary, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatah. בסוף הפרשה למוסף של ראש חודש נאמר, זאת עולת חודש בחודשו. ובסוף פרשת המוספים למועדים נאמר, אלו תעשו להשם במועדיכם. So, the Torah didn't include them all together. To say, אלו תעשו, the Torah could have said, אלו תעשו להשם בשבסיסיכם, ובראשי חודשיכם, ובמועדיכם. But it doesn't, it splits them up. Each one in Yano Lechud. In the Tzeir of Karban Tamid, there are Arba Chalukei Karbanos. There's the Oilas Tamid, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbat, Oilas Chodesh B'Chodesho, and the Musfei Moadim of Elu Ta'asu L'Hashem B'Moadeichem. However, in the language of the Torah, there's a fundamental difference between the Musfei Rosh Chodesh and Moadim and the Musaf of Shabbos. Musfei Rosh Chodesh and Moadim, it says, Ta'akribu Ola L'Hashem, V'Kraftim Ola V'Sisem Ola, and it says, Zeis Torah Sola, Elu Tansu Hashem Moadechem. Hashenken, the Musaf of Shabbos, it doesn't say a special tzibur of Imakrib and Oila. It just says, Uviyom HaShabbos Shnei Kvasim. And it doesn't say, Zos. It just says, Oila HaShabbos B'Shabbat. So we see from this that the Eger Gedur Musafim is different, the Yesodo between Rosh Chodesh Moadim and Shabbos. The Musafim of Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim are not coming mitzad mitzvahs etzim atumidim. Rather, it's a tzibur chodesh, in addition to what we see about the Tamid, Zei Sher Shatkribu Hashem, and Rosh Chodesh and Moadim, were also Makriv a Karban Oila Miyuchad LeMusaf. As the Torah says, Uvrashech HaTsheichem Takribu Oila LaHashem, Parim B'nei Bakar Shnayim, Ba'ayel Echad, Kvasim B'nei Shana, Shevat Mimim, and Pesach, it says, V'kraftim Isha Ola L'Hashem, Parim B'nei Bokar. But on Shabbos, it just says, V'yom HaShabbos Shnei Kvasim B'nei Shana Tumimim. It doesn't say anything about the Olo, Shnei Asunim Solas Mincha V'Lov Hashem V'Nisko. Just at the end, it says, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbat. But it doesn't say when it tells you to be Makriv, that you're Makriv in Ola. Like it does in the other days. So, Like as we said, we see from this that the Iker Geder HaMusafim is different fundamentally on Rosh Chodesh and Moedim than it is on Shabbos. The Musafim Rosh Chodesh and Moedim are not coming mitzad mitzvahs to Etzem HaTumidim. Rather, it's a new tzivui in addition to the tzivui that's said by Tumidim, Zei Shesh Dekribu Hashem, that on Rosh Chodesh and Moedim, they should also be marked of a special carbon oil as a Musaf. Zos, in other words, this special oil, is an oil as Chodesh B'chodshay. Ve'eile, these carbonos, that are these special carbonos, Talasu L'Hashem Odechem at Shabbos, the Musaf is coming, Mitzad Mitzis HaTumidim. Zei Shesh Dekribu Hashem, that's said by Parashas Tumidim, is referring also to Shabbos, to say every day Mimosa Chol, the Isha Shetakribu Hashem is Shnei Meliyom Olasim Mid. In the Yom HaShabbos, the Isha Shetakribu Hashem is Shnei Kvasim B'nei Shinat Samimim, in addition to Ha'olas HaTamid. The mitzvah of the Tamid is to add on Shabbos two Kvasim. And here it doesn't say Zos, because this Musaf is included in the Zeh HaIsha. Ritva and Yuma Samach Beis on the basis. Zeh HaIsha is referring also to the Musaf of Shabbos. So it comes out, according to our analysis, that the Musaf of Shabbos is just adding on to, it's part of the Chi of Karban Tamid. It doesn't say to bring a special Ola because it's part of the Karban Tamid, which is an Ola. And on the Moedim, and therefore on the other days, it's on the Moedim, it's an addition to the Tamid. It's not part of the Chiyuv Tamid. It's a special Chiyuv. Zos, Eila. This is special. This is unique. And it's not included in the Zeh HaYisher Shetekribu Hashem like by Shabbos, that the Musaf is included in Zeh HaYisher Shetekribu Hashem. As Eich Navin et Zeh. Mai Malatam HaMiuchedet Shel Rosh Chodesh HaMoadim. Shehem gormim, shehi goremet, lehem chiyuv miyuchad, lekorban musaf miyuchad, yoter mishabbat. Where do you get this special chiyuv from? So it appears that we can explain as follows. Said Marina Barbeinu Reb Leib of Litzahar, the ikar mitzvah musafin is a hemshech of the mitzvah tamid. In other including the mitzvah tamid, the Torah is kaveh achova, to be makar of a carbon tamid. That's what we spoke about at length in our shiurim on the Tamid. Included in this mitzvah, in this chovas hayom, the Torah is kovei chovah to be makar of a special carbon. B'yamim shegidrom kiyoyim, shoneh u'miyuchad mishar hayamim, sheyom shegidro shoneh u'miyuchad mishar hayamim, gam chovat yomo lekorbanot shoneh, shona u'miyuchedet, מחובת שאר הימים. ועיקר חויבס המוספים בימי המוסף הוא על שימים אלה גדרם בצוויון יומם שונה ומיוחד משאר הימים. So the idea of the carbon musaf is that you have a carbon tamid that you have to bring every day as a day obligates you to bring a carbon tamid. And included in this, the Torah is kovei an obligation to be makriv a special carbon on days that are unique at extraordinary days. Days that are extraordinary days mandate a carbon musaf. ומצד זה חלוקו יום השבת מראש חודש המועדים לעניין גדר חובתם לקורבן מוסף. So Shabbos is different than Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim. What's unique about Shabbos, in contrast to Yomos HaChol, is different than what's unique about Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim, in contrast to Yomos HaChol. That the Iker Geder Kviyas Man of Yom HaShvi is fundamentally different than the Kviyas Man of the Shchodesh and the Moadim. In Maseches Bava Basra, it says, Vaydabar Hashem is Moadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. V'yotzig li'omer, Moadei Hashem Nemru Shabbos Bereishis Lo Nemru. So it says, these are the Moadei Hashem. But it doesn't say anything about Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Amar Lei, my Moadei Hashem Nemru Shabbos Breishis Lo Nemru. My Moadei Hashem Tzichem Kiddush Beisdin Shabbos Breishis, and it's Tzichem Kiddush Beisdin. Because only the Moadim require Kiddush Beisdin, but Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beisdin. Sagadai Techamina Hovig Sivka Bimodos, Tiboikai Kiddush Beisdin Kamodos, Kamash Malan. You might think that Moed needs Kiddush Beisdin, so Kamash Malan. That you might think that Shabbos needs Kiddush Beis Din, like the Moados need Kiddush Beis Din. Kamash Malan, that it doesn't. V'cheinu nebedarim ayin ches, v'shinu gil sektas ayin sham. So in other words, when we were darshaning from the Yitro of Moadei Hashem that said in the parasha in Rashbam, above the Baskin, Mesel Shabbos, that only Moadei Hashem require Kiddush Beis Din, but Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din. The Rashbam explains, Moadei Hashem tzrichim kiddush beis din, shahayu mekadshim al pi hari'iyah, umitorkach miskadeish moed bizmano, shalafi ibur ha-shana v'ibur ha-chodashim, ha-moadim mit'akvim. Aval ha-moadim atzman, lo ayu mekadshim, kim ha-chodashim, kedetnan v'chulei, medachtiv mekrei kodesh, v'zeo tikkun ha-moadot v'kdushatam, shu mekadshim et ha-chodesh, al pi hari'iyah. Rashbam says Moadei Hashem required Kiddush Beis Din to be Mekadesh al pi Ra'iyah, and through that the Moed was Mekadesh in its proper time. Because according to the leap years and the leap months and the extra day of the month, the Moedim are postponed, but the Moedim themselves, they wouldn't be Mekadesh. And Mekadesh the month, but this is a holy month, Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, in the male of the Moedim. You're not Mekadesh the Moedim themselves, but rather you're Mekadesh the months. And that's the Tikkun HaMoedos. So Kiddush Beis Din Amur Kan means kid the kviyus mana moyadim shekviyazo bar yedei shebeidin mikadshim et hachodesh. As in a kavana beetsem leetsem kedushat hamoadim kemekrei kodesh asurim beasiyat melacha velamot sherak kedushat hamoadim tzicha kiddush beidin vein kedushat shabbat kemekrei kodesh tzicha kiddush beidin. The kavana bezel lekviyat zman hamoadim. We're not talking about the etsem kedushas hamoadim kemekrei kodesh, but the zman hamoadim. This kviya comes through the Beis Din being Mekadesh, the Chodesh. That the Zman of the Moadim is Kavua v'chodeshim Mesuyamim, lefi Misparam b'mispar Yechodshei HaShana, uv'yamim Mesuyamim lefi Misparam b'mispar Yemei HaChodesh, u'mispar Chodeshim b'Shana v'chein Yispar Yemei HaChodesh v'tchilato, tzuyim b'kiddush Beis Din. Might the Moadim come based on the day of the month it is, and the day of the month it is based on when Rosh Chodesh is. So you might think that Shabbos also requires Kiddush Beis Din to determine when Shabbos is. So come Rosh Chodesh, but not. We have to understand why. Why do we have a Havamina that Shabbos should require Kiddush Beis Din like the Moados, Bishlam of the Moados that the Kviyos Man is Tali b'mispar Chodshei HaShana u'b'mispar Yemei HaChodesh. So it's Talui in the number of months of the year, and it's Talui in the days of the month, the number of the days of the month. So that you need Kiddush Beis Din. It doesn't have a set time. Because Al Pi Cheshbon, Malach Chacham V'Alavana, it's not Kavua. It comes out differently in different years. Different number of months and different number of days of the month. So the Kiddush Beis Din is going to determine when the holidays fall out. But Shabbos is Kavua Momim Yimos Olam. That's the seventh day. So what Kiddush Beis Din is Shayach to Shabbos? Why do we need a special drosha? Shabbos bereishis ain't a tzrich a kiddush Beis Din. Rashbam explains ain't Shabbos tzrich a kiddush ke ain't shem mekadshim amoyadus. Aidei kiddush rosh echadot shem ain't mekadshim echad b'shabbos v'yel shvi shelo Shabbos el oilam yom ha-shvi Shabbos u'beloi kiddush Beis Din. Rashbam explains that Shabbos doesn't require kiddush like their mekadish the moados through the kiddush rosh echadoshim. You're not mekadish Sunday that the seventh day should be Shabbos. Seventh day is Shabbos without Kiddush Beis Din, and so explains the Chan and the Rosh and the Dorim. But this requires explanation. You can't compare Shabbos to Rosh Chodesh. That the Mispar of Yemei HaChodesh ain't no Kavua. Sometimes it's 29 days, sometimes it's 30 days, and we need a Kiddush Beis Din. But Mispar Yemei HaShavua is Kavua. Why would you have to Mekadesh Sunday to make Shabbos holy? To make Shabbos Shabbos? What's the point? Lolam Yom HaShvi Shabbos B'loi Kiddush Beis Din. Pashut, Pashut, Pashut. זו השאלה שלנו. ונראה שעיקר גדול למדנו כאן בגדר קביעת זמנו של יום השבת, שהוא שונה ביסודו מגדר קביעת זמנם של המועדים. שהיה מקום לומר שגדר קביעת יום השביעי מימות השבוע להיות שבת הוא כגדר קביעת המועדים בימי החודש המסוימים הקבועים להם. פירוש, שכשם שקביעת זמן המועדים היא ליום המסוים במספרו או במניין ימי החודש, כך קביעת יום השבת הוא ליום המסוים במספרו במניין ימי השבוע. כלומר, שכשם שיש פרק זמן מוגדר של חודש, שנקבע לפי המהלך הלבנה והחידושה, ואחד מימי החודש הוא מסוים במספרו לימי החודש, קבוע להיות מועד, וכגון, היום שהוא מסוים במספר ה-15 לימי פרק הזמן המוגדר של חודש האביב, קבוע הוא למועד חג המצות. היוצא בזה בשער המועדים, כמו כאן היה במקום לומר, שיש פרק זמן מוגדר של שבוע ימים. There's a certain פרק זמן of a month. And in this פרק זמן, the 15th day of the month is going to be Pesach. So too, there is a period of time of 7 days, and one of these specific days of the 7 days is going to be Shabbos. And if that would be the case, then Shabbos would require Kiddush Beis Din. Meaning, since the Etzem Perek Hazman Shel Shavu Yamim is not Kavu Me'ilav Keperek Zman Mugdar Umisuyam La'atzmo Kamo Pirkei Hazman Shel Hashana Vshel HaChodesh שקבועים מאליהם כפרקי זמן מוגדרים על ידי מהלך רחמה בלבנה שקובעים סדר למועדים ימים ולשנים. הרי שכל עיקר קביעת פרקי זמן של שבעה ימים היה צריך להיקבע על ידי קידוש בית דין, שכל יום שביעי במניין הימים של פרקי זמן אלו יהיה יום השבת. ואחרי כלות כל פרק זמן של שבוע ימים, כלומר אחרי כל שבת ושבת, היו בית דין צריכים לקבוע התחלת פרק זמן חדש של שבוע. והיינו שבכל יום למחרת השבת היו ביתים צריכים לקדש אותו. היינו לקבוע שהוא יום הראשון של השבוע החדש. לעניין שיהיה יום השביעי במניין זה יום השבת. You might think that every Sunday we have to be קובע. That now is going to be a new week. Now is going to be Sunday. It's going to be the first day of the new week. That's what you have to be קובע. And only then your Shabbos is going to be a Shabbos. שכיוון שאין כאן קביעה הבא מאלה שמתחיל שבוע חדש, there's no automatic that it's a new week, so without the establishment in the Kiddush of the Beis Din, so you wouldn't have, it would just keep continuing from next week. In other words, Sunday would be the 8th day, and Monday would be the 9th day. And therefore Shabbos wouldn't be the 7th day. So in order to be koveya, Yom Shvi'i, Beis Din has to start Minyan Yamim Chadash. Every week we have to start again with a Sunday. So Sarakadai Techamina, since it says the Gabi Moadas, that you have to be Mekadesh the new month, that's the Kviya Zman of Shabbos, like the Kviya Zman of the Moados. So on that comes the Jerusha, in other words, the Mordos also, your Kovet, this is Rosh Chodesh. And in Meila, the 15th day, is going to be Pesach. You also have to Kovet that Sunday is Sunday, otherwise Sunday is just Yom HaShmini, the 8th day. So on that comes the Jerusha of Moyadei Hashem, Moyadei Hashem Nehemru, Shabbos Precious Loi Nehemra, to tell us that it's not so, that only Moyadei Hashem require Kiddush Beis Din. But Shabbos Bereishis doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din. Perush, שכמשמלן בדרשה זו, שגדר קביעת הזמן של יום השביעי להיות שבת אינו כגדר קביעת הזמן של המועדים. שגדר קביעת המועדים הוא שיום מסוים בשנה קבוע להיות מועד בכל שנה ושנה. ויום מסוים זה נקבע על פי מספרו של היום במניין ימי החודש. ועל פי מספרו של החודש במניין חודשי השנה. So the gather kviyat zman of Shabbos is not like the gather kviyat zman establishing the time of the moed. When you establish the time of the moed, you're saying that a specific day in the year is the moed every year, and this specific day is established based on the number of days there are. It is in that the day number it is that month, the 15th of that month, 10th of that month if it's Yom Kippur. And so it's a specific day, and based on the number of the month, it has to be the first month, the seventh month, whatever month it is, it has to be the right month for that holiday, and the right day on that month. In other words, there's a cycle of Yemei HaShana, HaChozer Al Atzmo Kol Shana V'Shana, Shu Murkav Mimespar Mesuyam Shel Machzorei Yemei Chodesh HaChozerim Al Atzman B'Chol Chodesh. So there's the cycle of the days of the year that repeats itself every year, that's composed of a certain number of cycles of days of the month that repeat themselves every month, and the specific day of that month is going to be the Moed. In other words, you have a Machzor every year of 12 months. So if you talk about the first month, i.e. Nisan, and the 15th of the first month, that is going to be Pesach. And you need Kiddush Beisin, because sometimes there are 12 months, and sometimes there are 13 months, and sometimes a month is 29 days, and sometimes a month is 30 days. So you need the Beisin to be Kovel when the new month is going to start, and then Pesach is going to fall out, if it's the first month, on the 15th of that month. But Shabbos is not like that. Perek HaZman Shel HaShavua is not a cycle that repeats itself every month, and in this cycle, the seventh day is Shabbos. The gather of Kviyas Yom HaShvi'i to be Shabbos is that after all 6 days of Avodah Nesiyas Melacha, the day after it is going to be Shabbos. The gather of Yom HaShvi'i is the day that's after the 6 days of work and doing Melacha. Just like by Bria Sa'olam Moshe Shesil Mimasa Hashem Eshmai Mesaretz Vizkol Sharbam Esyam Vizkol Sharbam. And after these 6 days, Vayanach B'Yom HaShvi'i, so too we are commanded to be Mekadesh Nesiyayim HaShabbos through the kviya of the say thereof, 6 days work and seventh day Shabbos. ומאחר שאין כאן פרק זמן מוגדר ומסוים של מחזור ימי השבוע חוזר על עצמו, ואין כאן מניין ימים ומחזור ימים זה, שיהיה יום השביעי במניין זה שבת, אלא קביעת סדר הנהגה יש כאן, בכלל סדר הימים, שהיום הבא אחרי ששת ימי עבודה יום השבת, בעצם ששת ימי עבודה מחייבים שיום שאחרי יום השבת, לא שיהיה כאן קביעה בקידוש של ביתים, שאין מספר, it's not pshat that it's the seventh day. It's pshat that it's part of the Seder Anhaga, that after working 6 days, on the seventh day it's going to be Shabbos. So the whole gather of Yom HaShvi'i is after 6 days of work. So that has nothing to do with Kiddush Beis Din. Kiddush Beis Din is establishing a special day. But here it's not just a special day, here it's after 6 days of work. It's also the gather of Shemitah, that after 6 years of work, the seventh year is going to be Shemitah. And therefore it doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din like Shnas HaYovel. Because it's not just a specific day, it's not just a number. You have a certain number of months and a certain number of days in those months. And Beis Din is going to determine what number day, when Rosh Chodesh is, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, and Memela when the Moed is going to be. Because that's just when you talk about numbers. But here it's not a numbers issue. Here is after 6 days of work. You have this hanag of 6 days of work. Memela Shabbos is going to come. You don't need Kiddush Beis Din for that. All you need is 6 days of work. As mitba'er mikol ha'amur. And by the way, that's the mo'adim also. That's the Rosh Chodeshim also. El shenyan mo'adim mechashvim gam et mispar ha'chodeshim. So when it comes to the months, you have to figure out the number of months and the number of day of the month. And when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the chishuv is l'nyan mispar yamim b'chodesh. In other words, is it when is Rosh Chodesh? Is it going to be on the 29th day, 30th? Is it going to be on the 30th day, 31st day? When is Rosh Chodesh going to be? So it's a yom mesuyan v'machzor mesuyam shel yamim achozer al atzmo. As mitba'er she'etzem geder hayom ki yom yuchad is different on Rosh Chodesh and Moedim than it is on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh and Moedim are specific days and times that are kavua in the cycle of the sun and the moon that establish the times of the holidays. L'moadim li'amim u'lishanim. Rosh Chodesh is the set day in the cycle of the days of the month that comes every month. And the Moedim are the set days in the cycle of the year that come every year. But Shabbos isn't like that. Shabbos isn't a yom kavua b'machzor yemei ha-shavua ha-chozer uba kol shavua. It's not a specific day in the cycle of the days of the week that keeps reappearing every week. Because a week is not a cycle of days that repeats itself. Not only is a week not a natural cycle of days, because the mahalach of the sun and the moon that determine the machzorei hazmanim don't have a cycle of 7-7. Where do you see 7-7 in the sun and the moon? You don't. You see it in the months, in the mela and the holidays, but you don't see it in the week. So the week needs Kiddush Beis Din, and not the month. Not Shabbos. Shabbos is in a set day that's Talui in the Cham and Levana. Not part of nature. What does Cham and Levana have to do with 7? אלא שהשבוע אינו גם מחזור ימים מוסכם. שישך שיקבע על ידי הקדוש ביתים כדרך שמחזור שנות היובל נקבע על ידי קדוש ביתים. But it's also not a agreed upon cycle that it would be shaykh to have Kiddush Beis Din, just like the years of the Yovel are established by the Beis Din. But rather, it is an establishment of an order of behavior in a Retzef, in a continuum of days. The Torah says that the day that comes after 6 days of work is going to be holy to God where you rest. And the Geder of Yom HaShvi is not Hayom Shu Shvi B'misparo L'Enyan Yemei HaShavua, because a week is not a specific period of time that has a number of days. Like a month has 29 or 30. A year as 12 or 13 months. Rather, the gather is that the day came after the 6 days of work. And that's the explanation of the Gemara in Ilchin. Shabbos isn't called a moed. Daf Yud Amud Aleph. And Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Because the gather of a moed is a yom misuyan bizman kavua hachozer uba b'chol machzor shel yamin. A moed is a specific day and time that keeps coming back in every cycle. Like it says in Bereishis 17:21. L'moed hazeh b'shana acheret. And Shabbos, that the whole gather is yom hashvi, is because it's coming after the Shesh Yisimei Avodah. But it's not a specific day in the cycle of days. Therefore, it's not a moed. A moed is a specific day. Shabbos is because coming after the 6 days of work. Shchodesh, together is the specific day as the first day of the month, is a moed. Because a moed is a yom mesuyim, is man kavua, that keeps repeating itself. שזהו גדר החילוק בין המוספים של ראש חודש ומועדים. That's what the gather of the chilek between Musaf and Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim that have a special tzivui, a special carbon oil, and the Musaf of Shabbos It's not a special carbonola that comes with a special tzivui, but rather it's included in the tzivui that was said by the carbon tami. And Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim that are Yemei HaMoed, in other words, they're specific days that are kavua b'zman and b'sitrei machzorei hazmanim shel HaChodesh v'Hashana, v'yuchudam l'umat shar hayamim u'b'etzem gidram ki yom ploni, v'haynu, sheheyotam yom mesuyam, ploni ze, v'chodesh o v'shana. What's unique about these days? That it's this day, and it's not any other day. The Torah says memela because it's a special day. Bring a carbon ola. Because the very fact that this day is a special day, so you have a new obligation to bring a special carbon ola. And in that context, the Torah is koveah. To bring parim and elim and kvasim, koma oed v'kol benoa hakavua lo. But on Shabbos, the musaf is not coming as a special korban ola. Parim, elim, kvasim, like on Rosh Chodesh in the Moedim. Because Shabbos is in a yom moed. In other words, there's no special yichud in the seder, in the order of the cycle of days that are established as yom ploni. And as far as a time period in the Seder Machzor Yom, it's like all other days. And it's not a special day to be Koveya, a Chover for a carbon Yucha. As far as the Seder Hazmanim goes. But rather on Shabbos, the Musaf comes in the context of the Choyves HaTmidim. Because Be'etzim Ahuso Shel Yom, Yesh Bo B'Yom HaShabbat Ma'ala V'Chashivut, Yeter al Sha'ar Yamim. Kan kava Torah shekorban tamid hakavua atzmo habal etzem hayot hayom yom yavo biyom haShabbat betosefet shel shnei kvatzim lahachavato vagdalato lachashivut shel etzem mahut yom haShabbat ulemalato v'suga tosefet letamid nekba b'shnei kvasim. So, Moedim, those are all special days. It's a special perek zman, it's a special time period that requires these karbanos. And therefore, there's a special tzibui on the ola. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, the Musaf comes in the framework of the Chovas HaTumidim. Because the essence of the day of Shabbos has a special Ma'ilan HaChashivus over all other days. Here the Torah was Koveya, Karban Tamid. That the Karban Tamid, that set, that comes because like we said before, the Karban Tamid comes as the day being a day. That every day is Mechayev a Karban Tamid. So comes Shabbos, which is a special day, and you also have Shnei Kvasim as an addition to the Karban Tamid, which is two Kvasim. Because it's showing that this day is unique. Not unique as a special day in the Seder Machzorei Hazmanim, the Kavak Yom Ploni, because it isn't a special day like the 15th of Nisan, or the 15th of Tishrei, or the 10th of Tishrei, or the 1st of Tishrei, but rather, it's the essence of the day. The essence of the day is special, not as a day that has a yichud misuyam, that has a special uniqueness in the Seder Machzorei Hazmanim. Because it isn't, as far as that's concerned, as far as the context of the cycle of time, it just comes after 6 days of work. But rather, the essence of the day is special, and not in the context of the cycle of the year. ונמצא לפי הפשט. הפסוק של אלה תעשו להשם במועדיכם relates only to the מועדים alone. However, according to the Medrash, this pasuk is also darshan on Rosh Chodesh, saying Shavuos Daf Yud. Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yonah, El Tasu L'Hashem Moadechem, Hukshu Kol HaMoadim Zeh L'Zeh, Rosh Chodesh Lav Moed, Uiver Rosh Chodesh Na Meikra Moed. Like we said, that even on Rosh Chodesh, in addition to the Moadim, the Musaf is coming because they're Yemei Moed. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh is included in the pasuk of Moadechem. And that's Pshat in the Gemara in Zvachim. The Musaf Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim that are included in the Tzivui and the Etzim Tumidim that are not included in the Tzivui and the Etzim Tumidim, but rather there's a Tzivui Mechudish, the Karban Olam Miyuchal, Ha'osim Yimei HaMoed. Again, Shabbos is the Moed, it's just in addition to the Tumid. Shabbos is a special day, but Mehusoi, it's inherently a special day. And Moed is a day because in the calendar, in this cycle, this is a day that was singled out in the cycle of the calendar of the months. Whereas Shabbos isn't. Shabbos is a special day in and of itself, but as far as in the context of the calendar, it just comes after 6 days of work. Automatically, it's going to be Shabbos. But it's not a day that's sort of like the Moed is singled out on the calendar. But rather, after you do 6 days of work, it's going to be Shabbos, but this day of Shabbos is inherently holy. So it's not l'fi the mispar of the days, but rather after your 6 days of work, that's the Seder on Hagah, and then afterwards comes Shabbos, and that Shabbos is inherently holy, and therefore its karbanos are just in addition to the karban tamid, which is brought on the day as a day, qua day. So Musafei Rosh Chodesh, which aren't included in the Tzibur and the Etzim Tamidim, are coming as a Tzibur Mechudesh, as a special Karban Olam, because it's Yemei Moed, they're Mechudesh from the Musaf of Shabbos. It's not coming as a Karban Olam Miyuchad. The Shabbos is not called a Moed. Rather, it's included in Zeh Isha, that's included in Tamidim. And it's coming in the framework of Etzim and Tamidim, Kitosef Esal Atamid, Lahar Chavasu, Lahagdalasu. And the Shagas Aryeh, that's why the Gemara calls it Mekudesh, because it's Mekudesh al Timei Moe, as Rashi says. Because Rosh Chodesh and the Yom and the Moedim are called Yimei Moe, and therefore they get a special Karban Olah al Timei Moe, days that are singled out in the cycle of the year. Whereas Shabbos, of course, is inherently holier, but as far as its Karban Musaf goes, it's just an addition to the Tamid. It's an expansion of the Tamid, because this day is such a special day. So as far as that's concerned, the Musaf of the Moed is greater, because it's higher than the Tamid. It's not just an expansion of the Tamid. Shagas Aryeh discusses Kiddush of Shabbos and of Yom Tov, which is Adif. When a person has Shabbos and Yom Tov, he only has one Revius of Yayin. When should he make Kiddush, Shabbos or Yom Tov? And he proves from the Sugya that Musafei Rosh Chodesh and Moedim are Mekudesh from Musafei Shabbos, so to the Kiddush of Yom Tov is Mekudesh from the Kiddush of Shabbos. Just Kiddush of Shabbos is Tadir, and since Tadir Mekudesh, which one is Adif, hasn't been resolved, so they're Riku, you can do whatever you want. However, based on what we said, Ein Anidan Doma L'Raya, is that the Musafei Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh and Mekudesh from the Musaf of Shabbos, not mitzvah Kedushas Hayom Shal Shabbos Yom Tov. The Musaf of Shabbos are not coming out to the Kedushas Hayom, but rather Ma'amado Miyuchad Be'etzim Gidro Kiyom Lomad Shal Yomot Achor. The Musaf of Shabbos are coming because of the special status of Shabbos as a day, in contrast to the 6 days of the week, in the framework of the obligation that the Torah was koveh for special days to be makrivei in addition to the Tamid that you normally bring. So as far as that's concerned, we say the Musafei Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh that are coming as a special tzibur of Korbanos, special Korbanos Olah, since the day is the day of Moed, There, Mekodesh and Musaf Shabbos is not coming as a special carbon olah, but rather as a harchav and hagdala of the carbon tamid itself. So the Musaf of Kedusha Shabbos isn't coming out to Kedusha Sayyam, but rather that it's a different day, that after the 6 days of the week, you have this special day of Shabbos. And on this day, because it's a unique day, you have to bring more Karbanos Tamid. That's the Musaf. It's an expansion of the Karbanos Tamid. Whereas on the Moadim, on these special calendar days that were earmarked to be Moadim, there you have a special Musaf. It's not just an expansion of the Tamid, but it's independently valuable, and therefore the Torah tells you specifically to bring in Olah on these days, and the Moadim, and therefore as far as the Karban Olah is concerned, as far as the Karban Musaf is concerned, that of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim are greater than Shabbos, are holier than Shabbos, but that has nothing to do with Kiddush, making Kiddush. Kiddush is Al Tekdush Sayyom. The Kiddush of Shabbos is Chomer, the Kiddush Sayyom of Yom Tov. So now Shabbos is not only Tadir, it's also Mekudesh. So of course you're going to make Kiddush on one for Shabbos and not for Yom Tov. So we have a lot more to talk about, but this was the first step in our journey, and Amirta Hashem, we will continue, and we will see more in the flows of Tiras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.